Welcome to the FSC Minute. I am Nedi Newsom. Today, we explore anti-money laundering and its implications for the FSC regulated sectors. And joining me is Laurice Edwards Brown, Director of Investigations and Enforcement at the FSC. Welcome to the FSC Minute, Laurice.
Thank you for having me, Nadine.
Laurice, what does the FSC do to ensure that the pensions, securities, and insurance industries comply with anti-money laundering legislations?
To ensure that regulated entities comply with applicable laws, the FSC issues guidelines to the regulated industries. The main focus of these guidelines is to ensure that securities, pensions, and insurance industries have the relevant and appropriate controls in place to prevent them from being used as a conduit for money laundering or terrorist financing. Ultimately, it is a regulated entity that has to decide on the best approach within the framework of the government-enacted AML legislations and the industry-produced guidelines to give consideration to the types of products that they offer their customers and to balance that against their risk exposures.
Does the FSC approve the policies, requirements, or even the forms used by regulated entities to ensure compliance with anti-money laundering requirements?
Nadine, the FSC does not approve the policies or the forms to be used by institutions in their efforts to detect and prevent money laundering. The FSC provides the guidelines and guidance as to what needs to be accomplished, as well as assess that the minimum standards are met. Further, the process itself goes beyond the policies and procedures. As employees dealing with customers at the transaction stage, or when monitoring accounts, among other things, should have the presence of mind to identify whether or not there are any discrepancies.
How does the Know Your Customer procedure fit into all of this?
The purpose of the Know Your Customer procedure is to create a profile of an individual or institution whereby the regulated entity is able to detect when transactions fall outside this profile. In developing the profile, the regulated entity should make sure that the information being received can be relied on. If the information is flawed, then the entire process will be compromised with this individual or institution, as the information will not be reliable. And therein lies a glitch in the anti-money laundering or the countering of financing of terrorism process. Hence, the emphasis on proper due diligence procedures. The institution must know what represents a customer's normal activity, as this is the only way that a determination can be made on whether or not an activity is unusual or suspicious.
Thank you, Laurice. My guest today was Laurice Edwards Brown, Director of Investigations and Enforcement at the FSC. For the FSC Minute, I am Nadine Newsom.
Your business are going good, man. Your pension most nice later.
Pension? Me not think them have any pension plan for people like me who I make my own money.
You might be self-employed or even employed with no pension. You could participate in an approved retirement scheme. Talk to a registered pension plan provider today. Your retirement planning tip, brought to you by the Financial Services Commission.
Emergency! Emergency! Too much carnage on the road!
Pay the idiot, woman, no man.
Go on a car, driver. Go on a car. Enough passenger for pick up. Money, we say. Yes.
Doctor, shut up. You man, right. If you no love for your life, me love mine. Furthermore, you can't overtake when there is an unbroken white line. You should know that, driver.
Thank you, Jesus. Me still alive. But look how me want the driver.
We have to stop it.
Now.
Stop it. Stop it
now.
A message from the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.